Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. You can catch him on Twitter. The handle there for him, Rick Roswell, and he's online at ricklimpert.info. WirelessWednesday.live. He's a man of many sights. He's a man of many hats. And one of his favorite things in the whole world is football. And we are sitting on the doorstep here of a brand new season. Lots of stuff happening in college and professional ball. It is an exciting time of year, Rick. I know you love it.
Never have I been so happy to hear the voices of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on Thursday night. as the Browns, I think, won 5-0 on a Thursday night football. So the season is off to a roaring start.
Well, I think you're in a very small minority by being a fan of Joe Buck and Troy.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I was just happy to hear their voices. That means football's here.
Absolutely. I actually don't have a problem with Joe Buck at all. I know a lot of people do. I just enjoy hearing his voice because it means that football is here and I'm willing to accept it in whatever form it comes. So today we're going to do this periodically. It's a passion of yours, tailgating tech, and there's always incredible stuff happening in the world of tailgating technology, lots of upgrades, and we're going to talk about that. I don't know if I've ever been to a tailgate, Rick, where somebody has a wood fire pizza oven set up, but this is a thing, apparently.
Yeah, well, you haven't been to a tailgate then, Sully. So, yeah, the Uni 3, now this is the third version of this kind of a portable wood-burning pizza oven that heats up to 932 degrees, so don't stick your hand in there on a whim. But it cooks a 13-inch pizza in 60 seconds. So no longer waiting around the tailgate for that pizza to get done or for a delivery to arrive. Now you can make your own pizzas, cook them up in 60 seconds, and they actually taste pretty good. So a $299 item, you'd be the envy of all the other tailgates with the Uni oven.
And this is not something that will fit in the back of the 2005 Civic, Rick. You're probably going to need a little bit bigger of a vehicle to tote this around, although it is not gigantic. But you just want to make sure that you have enough room for everything that you might need, including a few friends in your vehicle.
Yeah, I just assume this will be for the serious tailgaters. They're all driving around in those big pickups or SUVs. So this is a perfect fit for somebody like them.
All right, next up, Rick, this is a company that you and I are huge fans of, Yeti. They just continue to impress, got a great brand, a lot of equity, and continue to innovate with their products. The Tundra Hall, the coolers, we take them for granted, but Yeti just takes such a great deal of pride in putting these things out, and they are just sturdy and awesome.
Yeah, this is brand new for the 2018 football season, so Yeti's been making the cups, the coolers, you carry around, but the biggest complaint was when you stack the Yeti full of beverages and such, they get pretty heavy. So people ask for wheels on it, and then they've answered with the Tundra Hall. So nothing sacrificed, same old Yeti product, just has some wheels so you can push and pull it around. Toughest cooler on two wheels, not cheap, around $400. It's a brand new product, but I expect to be seeing this at a few tailgates this fall.
Oh, man, well, if you see me with one, it'll be stocked up with LaCroix.
Oh, yeah, I expected that. And, I had a LaCroix the other day, and I thought of you. So that just shows either how sick I am or you've turned me on to LaCroix.
I don't even know how to take that, but I'm glad that you thought of me, Rick. And I just value our friendship quite a bit. Let's talk about Bubba's Fine Food Snacks. Now, these will be a hit at the tailgate because people do get the munchies at the tailgate. And if you have something to throw them to shut them up, you're going to be the hero. And that's exactly what these things are.
Yeah, and especially if you have kids at the tailgate. So there's people that are picky about, what they're snacking on or eating at tailgate. So these are individually flavored, individually packaged. So there's something really for everyone. Made in America, right in the great old state of Colorado. Grain-free, gluten-free, paleo, dairy-free. These are really healthy, really good-tasting items, different types of nuts and other things. So there is definitely a Bubba choice that will suit everybody's needs when it comes to chips and other things. So something for everyone.
Next up, the Double Up Can Cooler. Rick, I've been looking for this my whole life. Something that holds two 12 or 16-ounce cans. Perfect for the tailgate or maybe just hanging out in back of the convenience store.
Yeah, this is great. This is a $10 item, and we'll be doing a segment coming up, Sully, on my favorite $10 and less items coming up. So this may make a return appearance. But a cold backup you have now, kind of a koozie that it fits two cans in it. So you get done with the first one, and you just peel it down, and you got another can underneath there. So two for one, $10 item, keeps your cans cold, and you don't have to head back to the cooler to get another drink. You got one right with you.
Oh, man. Ingenuity surrounding and specifically for American laziness. I love it.
Wait, why didn't we think of that?
I mean, we could be making $10 hand over fist.
Ten times what? There's 50 million tailgaters in this country? I don't even want to think about it.
All right, the Waring TG15 Tailgater Blender. If you want to whip up some margaritas or just crush up some fruit and granola to put it into your yogurt, this is what you have to have, and it's pretty affordable, too. And if you have one of those big cookers, this really isn't a big expense at all. You got to have this.
Yeah, maybe the most growing trend at tailgates is that all of a sudden these portable blenders have popped up. I couldn't figure out why at first, but then now you've mentioned the margaritas and the daiquiris and that type of thing. But also, maybe if you're on a health kick, you can whip up a healthy smoothie with the blender as well. You charge it up or plug it into your cigarette lighter, and you got a nice blender, different speeds, and cleans real easy. For your tailgate. So you can't have that pizza maker without having the blender as well.
All right, the last thing that we're going to talk about, again, chatting with Rick Limpert as we do every week, and glad to have you tuned in from wherever you may be, ricklimpert.info, wirelesswednesday.live. From bigmouthinc.com, the Grill Sergeant Apron. Rick, this looks a little gimmicky to me and not practical. Do you have a practical use for this? Is this something that we would see? This looks like somebody who's out ready to head into the our battlefield here of barbecuing and cooking out. What's the practical application for this thing that looks a little weird?
Well, Sully, the cat's out of the bag. If you stay tuned to some local TV stations, I'm in a couple segments where I'm wearing the Grill Sergeant apron. I can't figure out if I look like a complete tool or if I'm the tailgating grilling guru with this on. So, yeah, a camouflage apron with a bunch of different pockets. You can fit everything in there, little hanging hooks where you can put your tongs and your other grilling equipment. There's even a hidden bottle opener on there, so a $20 item. Sully, you stay tuned because I'll be wearing this on TV very soon, and I can't wait to get the reactions to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this either. I can't wait to see Rick with, about 20 different pockets on an apron armed with ketchup, mustard, barbecue sauce, and have that spatula there in his right hand, bunch of water bottles, a few beers, bottle openers, you name it. Maybe even a little Windex to clean off the grill afterwards.
There's no telling. The things I do for the TV viewers in Atlanta and Macon, Sully, I just keep giving and giving. So I don't know what I'm going to do with this Grill Sergeant apron after the tailgating season, but I'm sure it washes, and maybe break it out for opening day next year.
Yes, well, we are on the verge of the doorstep of football, but man, lots of other sports to talk about. Joseph Martinez setting the single season MLS single season scoring record with his 28th goal last night against Orlando City. The Braves drop a game last night, but remain three games ahead in the National League East. We got a pennant race going on. Falcons are getting ready to play a preseason game this evening down in Jacksonville. A lot going on, and it's exciting.
I noticed how you didn't mention the Atlanta Hawks. Not to put a damper on this segment or anything.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of missed coverage, if you will, of the Hawks. But I certainly wish them well. And Steve Holman, I love listening to him on the radio. He's fantastic. And win or lose, I'm always listening to Steve. I think he's great.
When Steve Holman gets excited about a game against the Sacramento Kings in the middle of January, there's nothing better.
Well, what are you up to this weekend, real quick, as we wrap up?
I'll be putting maybe some grilling action to the test. I don't know if I'll be wearing the apron or not, Sully, but I'll keep you informed on that. And fantasy football draft tomorrow afternoon. So I'm trying to bone up on that a little bit.
Well, we'll follow you on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle, and hope you have a great one, Rick.
Thanks, I'll talk to you next week.